Oversight hearings also began today in the Senate with an inquiry into the Columbia space shuttle disaster. Senators weighed in for the start of what promises to be a long discussion about how to fix NASA. The head of the space agency fielded some tough questions, ranging from budgets to affixing blame for the accident that killed 7 astronauts on February 1st. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Last week, the Columbia Accident Investigation Board issued its blunt assessment of what went wrong at NASA. Not only the technical flaw that led to the accident, but the deeper problems within the NASA culture. Senators today took up that report as they tried to define their role in fixing the agency. Fritz Hollings, a South Carolina Democrat, was annoyed that the Senate's exercise was so much a replay of the aftermath of the Challenger accident in 1986.
There's no education in the second kick of a mule. I mean, I'm finding out and listening to the same thing I listened to 17 years ago, and we've lost 7 astronauts. Now, they talk about an accident, but it was an avoidable accident. You talk about failures, but it was an avoidable failure.
At that, Hollings turned to NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and questioned some of his post-accident personnel reshuffling, especially the reassignment of a man who was a key manager during the Columbia mission.
You take the man who failed in safety and appoint him to number 2 in the safety office.
O'Keefe replied that the manager in question, Ralph Rowe, was actually moved out of a job where he had day-to-day safety responsibilities and is now number 2 at a new NASA outfit looking for trends that could point to future safety issues. And he defended that move.
To borrow a page from Wernher von Braun, when you make a mistake, you become that much more valuable the next time around to seeing exactly where that'll never be repeated again.
Appearing with O'Keefe was retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who led the Accident Investigation Board. He reassured lawmakers that the shuttle isn't inherently unsafe. Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, pressed him on that point.
If you were an astronaut and if the recommendations of the board were followed, you would not have difficulty joining the crew and flying the shuttle in the
future. That's absolutely correct.
You would fly it yourself.
That's correct.
I expect you won't get the opportunity unless...
I asked.
During this brief moment of levity in the hearing, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe added, "Thankfully, a flight for the retired admiral isn't one of the 15 recommendations that must be met before the shuttle can fly again." While NASA sets to work fixing the technical and cultural problems that led to the accident, Congress will have a hand in deciding when to replace the space shuttle and how. In the past, Capitol Hill has only half-heartedly supported efforts to develop the next-generation space vehicle. Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas asked whether it's worth spending a lot of money to fix the shuttle.
Is it just time to go to a new technology? Which I have to tell you, my leaning is just clearly that that's the way we should be going at this time. There's two major disasters. It's a complex system. It's an older design. How many years? This is 30-year-old design that we're into now.
Senator, you've asked me to keep an open mind. I just ask that you do the same. As we work our way through this implementation plan, my plea would be let's all keep an open mind in terms of where the options need to go.
NASA Administrator O'Keefe will have many more opportunities to discuss these options. Both houses of Congress are preparing for a string of hearings on the future of the shuttle and the whole human space program. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.